LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 20th of December, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Olkstead, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's our last show for 2019. We've got some of our seasonal favorites to play for you, plus a visit from Arbutus, a local singing duo also known as Madeline and Savannah Reed. We'll also let you know about upcoming auditions and theater stuff on the call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So Madeline and Savannah are sitting here waiting to go. Before I let them talk, it's that time of year. And my wife, Renee, she refuses to accept that it's Christmas season yet until she hears this particular song. And she hasn't heard it yet. So here you go. There you go, honey. Now you can get on with your day. So we have Madeline and Savannah here. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks
Hi. Thanks for coming. Now, this is a very special moment for me because I've been doing this show for 5.5 years. We started in June of 2014. And one of the first songs we played on that show was The Best I Got by Madeline Reed.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting to get you in here and Savannah in here for 5.5 years. And now you're here. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you for your patience.
Well, you guys have been busy.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. But we made it. Happy
right.
to be here now.
Yeah. So you're sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been like sisters all your life or?
More or less.
Yeah. More or less. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. fun. You had some time by yourself
yeah, exactly.
first.
Exactly.
Yeah. And of course, your dad is Nick Reed, who, full disclosure, is one of my brother's oldest and dearest friends. Mm-hmm. So I've known you guys for a long time. Mm-hmm. So again, thanks for coming in. let's talk about music. So like, you know, I mean, your dad's a musician, he's in a band, he's like, you know, king of bar bands and that kind of thing. So you've lived with music all your life, but, Madeline, start with you. When did you realize that you wanted to pick it up as well? 'Cause not everybody wants to do what their parents do.
It's true. I think, I mean, it really helped that my parents put me and Savannah in, the Nootka Elementary School Fine Arts program, because mm-hmm. then there was music not just in the context of my family, but also in my classes and with my friends. So that led to me starting or picking up the guitar at age of 9.
Yeah.
And then when I felt like I was pretty okay at it, that was encouraging. And so I sort of continued with that, and then singing with choir was good and helpful. And then there was also in high school the Sarah McLachlan School of Music, which was an amazing opportunity that both of us have taken advantage of mm-hmm. too, and really been lucky and fortunate to have access to. So,
well, tell me yeah. a little bit more about the Sarah McLachlan School.
That, yeah,
I wasn't even aware of it until I found out you were part of it.
Oh yeah, so Sarah McLachlan, as many of us know, mm-hmm. Is this wonderful Canadian musician, and she
Canada's sweetheart.
Yes, she founded this nonprofit free music school for kids in the east side of Vancouver
yeah.
and surrounding area. And so, yeah, it just provides accessible music programming of all kinds. There is digital media music creation and music video production, as well as piano and theory.
Wow.
And,
so how many instructors are involved?
Ooh. Do you know the answer to that?
No, a lot.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure how many, though.
Yeah. They have a another project in Edmonton. They have started mm-hmm. a school out there as well, and there's yeah. they have outreach programs in elementary schools around the Lower Mainland as
wow
well.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I was not aware of it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
a lot of great training from there.
Yes.
Yeah. And Savannah, you were part of it too.
Yeah, I'm actually still taking a couple classes. They have like alumni opportunities as mm-hmm. well. So I like officially graduated last year
yeah.
in June. But yeah, I'm taking like a portfolio class and a alumni mentorship class. And so the portfolio class is kind of like learning how to build your brand as a mm-hmm. musician and kind of like get your stuff out there. And then the mentorship program is kind of learning how to like teach music.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those are both really important. A lot of in any kind of vocation, there's a lot of effort being put into how to do the work, but in actually like getting out there and selling it and you know, earning a living at it.
Mm-hmm,
that's
exactly.
not a lot of attention paid to that. So, mm-hmm. so that's good that you've got that going.
Mm-hmm.
So, when did you start writing your own songs?
Very early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I think Savannah's first recorded song is when you were 6 or something.
I think 7 was when I first like finished a song.
Yeah.
Our uncle was living in our house at the time, and he's does like some music producing and recording and
yeah.
stuff. And I think we just set up a little studio in his bedroom, and I think, yeah, I was about 6 or 7, and we recorded it. It's somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know, on somebody's yeah. iTunes somewhere.
Yeah. He's been really supportive along the way, too, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. Well, let's hear a song.
Okay, cool.
We're going to start with a song that is also, or is on the EP.
Yeah, we released an EP.
Yes.
In
well, we'll talk
in
about we'll talk about that
this
later.
Is, okay. This is
Let's
from
hear the
that.
Song.
Okay. Sneak preview.
What's it called?
She's Lucky.
Alrighty.
In the beginning, it was going quite well. Interest was sparking and everyone else could tell. Ooh, maybe with a little bit of time, we'll have to see. But is it possible that you have thought about me? And if it were so, I'd be lucky. And soon your name was all that I knew. It came together, it was too good to be true. Then you turned around and there was this new girl. Little did I know she would become your world. And if it were me, I'd be lucky. Now she's the one who gets to know you better. When it gets cold outside, she'll wear your sweater. And you take your time perfectly. She'll say you're mine and you'll agree. But I hope you will see she's lucky.
She's Lucky from Arbutus. Why did you pick the name Arbutus?
That's a good question. A couple reasons. I think I just suggested it one day. I was like, we should call ourselves Arbutus. Which the more things I discovered that are named Arbutus, not bands. We're the only band on Spotify named Arbutus.
Well,
but
that's
Arbutus
good.
Coffee.
You need that kind of unique identifier. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's why we kept going with it, even though lots of other things are called Arbutus, which is also... I mean, why we chose the name?
Well, yeah,
kind
I mean,
it's
a street and it's a tree.
It's the bus that connects our house to our grandma's house.
There you go.
East to West Vancouver. East side to the west side.
Yeah.
We like the trees. Very West Coast. It felt
appropriate.
Yeah, it's geographically, personally relevant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it does identify you as West Coast kind of stuff too, because it's a unique. I don't know if it's unique to this area, but it's certainly prevalent in this area.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you guys sound great. I was just reflecting while I was listening to this, like, you know, it's really lucky that you have each other, you know, as sisters being able to work together, because you know my brother, and I just can't imagine him and I doing anything like this.
Have you ever tried to bring him on the show?
I haven't asked him, but he's always welcome if he's listening. But so now I'm stuck. Where are we going? the EP. You just recorded the EP. Let's talk about that.
Great. Do you want to take it?
How many songs are on it? When did you start recording it? Whose idea was it?
There's 4 songs on it. Two songs that I wrote and 2 songs that Madeline wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I guess. Okay, so I was going to. I went in the summer. I went to this 5-week summer music program in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And
was that at the Berklee School?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I guess our mom was looking at, like, kind of train. There's like the Via Rail had this like sale on for the summer for students. It was like a pass that was on sale. And then our mom was just kind of like, oh, well, why don't, after Savannah's done in Boston, you take the train across Canada and play some shows? And then, so we were like, oh, so we could do a little tour.
That's right.
And then we were like, well, if we were going to do a tour, we need material to promote.
Yeah, so you got to have merch.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So we just kind of, we went in one day at the Sarah McLachlan School of Music, actually.
Yeah.
We went in on a Saturday. They gave us a room, and we just recorded for like 5 hours.
Yeah, and the two of us just recorded it.
Yeah, it was just two guitars, two voices.
Yeah.
Logic Pro, and and then we kind of did it.
Yeah. And then we sent it to, I had this great grand idea that I would mix and master it myself, but I sat down and after about 10 minutes I was like, you know, I have friends who know how to do this.
Yeah,
and I
right.
think it's better if there I just give it to the
there are people that can do this.
Yeah. So I sent it to my friend Sam Hall, who's working at a studio in Minneapolis, actually, and he mixed and mastered it for
great.
Us.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's it called?
We just self-titled it Arbutus. Uh-huh. We really wanted to call it 16, like the bus.
Yeah.
To have it be 16 Arbutus. But then I got all nervous about copyright, and I was like, but TransLink is private, but buses are kind of public. I don't know. So then we were like, next album, we'll call it 16.
We'll figure it out.
Played it safe for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think there's like a fair use thing or something where you could probably get away with it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just hang on to it. It's a good idea.
Thank you.
And then people go, why is it called 16? I don't get it. do you play much around town?
Yeah. We've been playing like once a month.
Uh-huh.
At different venues. Last month we played at Islands Cafe in White Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Which is apparently the only live music venue in White Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
well,
and
good
then,
for you.
Thank you. we play at Trees Coffee on Granville and Hastings every so often. Mark runs the music nights there.
Mm-hmm.
Mark D'Souza. And
what was the, there was one downtown, I can't remember, the railway.
Oh, we played the railway too, actually.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was fun with Live Acts like, with their different.
That obscure, unknown place.
She's too young to go in, that's why.
I used to work there.
That's a fun place.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. In fact, your dad tried to lobby me to get him a job there. Dave, give me a job here. That's a whole other story. But yeah, I mean, the railway is like, you know, it's a classic venue. All the greats have played there, so it's cool to get a chance to play there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we play farmers markets a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyone shopping.
So where what's your next engagement?
I think we have. Oh, I don't know the date off the top of my head, but I think we have a farmers market gig in January.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think of.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if we have anything planned for the new year.
Yeah. Well, as soon as you know, let me know.
Yeah,
we'll spread the word.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll do like Cartems has open mic nights on Main. Sometimes we'll do those as a group or independently. Depends on the day.
Yes, I will let you know for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Want to do another one?
Sure.
Great. As they switch guitars. That is a beautiful guitar, I just
have
to say.
Yeah.
It looks like it might have been handmade.
Possibly.
It's got this beautiful mother of pearl inlaid, or is it oyster shell or something? Some kind of shiny thing, butterfly on there.
Yeah. The brand Luna, they make a lot of different sort of really beautiful designs. One of my friends has one that's blue and has dolphins swimming around the middle.
Cool.
And it's fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's our 10-year, mine and my guitar's 10-year anniversary.
Oh, lovely.
This Christmas.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. We've been done a lot together.
Yeah.
Cool. So the next song we're going to play, I wrote on this guitar also a while ago. And it's called The Game, and it's the last song on the EP.
Do you hear the people talking about the things we have missed? And the things that have yet to come as we sail into the abyss. It's a smile full of tears and laughter filled with doubt. It's a puzzling thing, and it's something I could do without. But don't let go. Have you know kids will do the same. But I'll keep waiting and I'll keep wasting away. Holding on to loose threads, 'cause there are no second chances. Waiting for someone to give us a sign, assuring us we're right in our romantics. But don't let go, I'll have you know that when I'm older, I'll be stronger. But for now, I will play the game. And when the sun sets, all of my regrets will do the same. But I'll keep waiting and I'll keep wasting away. Blinded by the light and scared of the dark. This is the last time I'll see everything that lies ahead of me before I start. But don't let go, I'll have you know, I'll have you know, I'll have you know. Stronger, but for now I will play the game. And when the sun sets, all of my regrets will do the same. Yes, when I'm older, I'll be stronger, but for now I will play the game. And when the sun sets, all of my regrets will do the same. But I'll keep waiting and I'll keep wasting away. Yes, I'll keep waiting and I'll keep wasting away.
Lovely. That's Arbutus. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, well, do sooner than 5 years later. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Celebrate the 15th anniversary of your guitar.
Exactly.
So where can we find your music? Are you on like Bandcamp and Spotify and all those places? Or,
we are not. Oh, actually, I'm about to upload us to Bandcamp. Yes.
Okay.
But otherwise, all online streaming, so yeah. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, Google Play, Tidal, iHeartRadio. And we also have, I mean, if people want a CD, you can contact us and we can get you one.
Yeah.
I think Instagram's great. Our handle is Arbutus Music Van.
Yeah.
Or you can find us
on Facebook. Yeah.
And or you can email us at arbutusmusicvan@gmail.com.
There you go.
Really old school.
It's that
really
easy.
Old school.
Yeah. Now I'm feeling old school.
I know. I was like, email us.
Wait a minute. I just got it figured out. Now it's old.
Hold on.
You darn kids. Again. Thank you so much for coming in. That was beautiful.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break and then we'll be back with more getting ready for the holiday season stuff.
Woo-hoo. Oh, my Lord. I need a creative outlet. How on earth can I channel everything that's inside of me?
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can illustrate for Discorder magazine or take photographs of events and artists, and they can teach you how to use Photoshop in their media lab.
That is so exhilarating. It fills my soul with lightning.
Yeah, just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
This band is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
Join us at the Gang Signs Delivery LP release party on Friday, December 20th at the Anza Club. With special guests Melt, Phono Pony, and DJs Billy Danger and Peter Rick. Tickets on sale now at showpass.com.
All right, let's take a look at the events listings. Of course, it's the 20th of December. It's the solstice. It's the end of fall. It's, you know, the gear up to the festive season and events. Christmas, of course, on Wednesday, New Year's, and all the other stuff that's happening around. There is a Winter Solstice Lantern Festival happening on Granville Island tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Where's it starting from? It's starting, it just says Durandlo Street. You can probably find it. The winter solstice marks the longest, darkest night of the year. This dance of sun and earth has inspired celebrations of the human spirit throughout the ages, and our own Winter Solstice Lantern Festival illuminates the night with lanterns, fire, singing, dancing, music, storytelling, and the gorgeous labyrinth of light. You can buy a lantern for $15, or you can make one of your own in the workshop. That's taking place at various locations. The procession starts at 6 o'clock at the Triangle Square, which is right underneath the Granville Street Bridge, right by the covered parking area there across from the Keg. So they'll be selling lanterns from 5 till 6:30. And then from 5:30 to 6, there's the Vancouver Morris Men doing their Morris dancing. And then the Carnival Band leads the procession to festival activities at 6 o'clock. And it all crawls around False Creek and ends up at Leg and Boot Square. And then there's also an event at the Space Center. So there's all kinds of stuff. Oh, I see what's going on. Those are three different processions. One from Granville Island, one from Leg and Boot Square, and one from the Space Center. And they will converge at the water park on Granville Island. And then there will be a torch-lit wassail, a song of welcome, and then there's all kinds of venues. It's like you assemble in three different areas. You gather together, meet in one spot, and then you separate again to go on to all kinds of stuff. So there's all kinds of fun stuff. Kids under 13 are free. Everyone else pays $9. And it's all happening tomorrow, starting at 6 o'clock, the Granville Island Winter Solstice Lantern Festival. Now, tonight, if you want to do some musicking, there's Lana Lou's Christmas Bash on Powell Street. And lots of friends of the show are involved with that, including Manticore Kiss and Mrs. Claus and her Drunken Elves. And the New Black, and of course New Black, we haven't heard from them for a while, but they have a Christmas song that they sent out to us last year or the year before. Anyway, it's called "Put Some Sleigh Bells on It," and it sounds like this.
We were feeling low in the studio in the fourth week of July, and our Christmas carol was in serious peril, and we had no reason why. The lyrics are profound, and yes, the concept's clever. A sentimental streak, well, it's as warm as ever. Songs, all that, but it just falls flat, and our deadline is past due. The chords are all superb, and the arrangement's classic. Our playing is restrained and never too bombastic. It's a perfect blend, but we're at wit's end. Is there something we can do? Tune is back.
You hanging up
I Never Get Tired of Slade. Merry Christmas, everybody. And we also heard from the Cypress Street Band, also one of the first acts that performed live on this show 5.5 years ago. And they're beautiful. It's Just Not Christmas Without You. And we started off that set. I actually played 3 songs in a row. We never do that on this show. We started things off with the New Black, who are playing tonight at Lana Lou's for their big Christmas party. And put some sleigh bells on. Other stuff going on this weekend in a Yuletide festive kind of way is Slacks, the Christmas show. Slacks is Vancouver's first ever, it is Vancouver's one and only live sitcom. It's been running at the Havana Theater for the last 4 years, and this is their holiday show. It's called Slacks the Christmas Show. Join Jackie Taylor, Kelly, and Amanda as they ring in some holiday cheers. Starring Jacqueline Korb, Taylor Stuchberry, Leah Burrows, and Allison Lynn Ward with special guests. And that's happening all this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night. Closing tomorrow night at 7:30. Tickets are only $21. You can go to littlebaskettheater.com to find out more information about that. Also going on tonight, it's a slightly twisted Christmas cabaret called You'll Get Over It. And this is put on by a friend of the show, Jacques Lalonde. The great Jacques Lalonde is doing a fundraiser for his nephew, Bowden, who 3 years ago, Bowden was given 3 months to live with a serious debilitating illness, and he's still kicking. Well, I don't know if he's kicking, but he's still alive. He's still going. Thanks to the great support of his friends and family, and one of the things that the friends and family do is gather together every once in a while to run a fundraiser to help pay for a lot of the expenses that go into keeping Bowden happy and active and kicking and all that. Well, I said kicking again. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. Anyway, some of Vancouver's finest musicians and comedians, including Charles Rahul Singh, Mackenzie Gray, Celia Splendiferous, Kathy Daniels, Lee Richards, John Taylor, David C. Jones, Kelsey Elizabeth Robertson, Adam Ogle, and of course, your master of mayhem, Jacques Lalonde. And that's all going at the Carousel Theatre Studio, which is on Granville Island. It's happening tonight at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:30. Admission is by donation, so throw lots of bucks in the bin to help Bowden and just to support having a good time at Christmas, you know? So get over it. And let's see, we've got A Christmas Carol at the Pacific Theater. This is the radio play version. It's not the radio play version. It's the one-person show version with Ron Reed, who embodies Scrooge and 43 other characters in the greatest Christmas story ever written. And that's going on at Pacific Theater until tomorrow night at 12th and Hemlock. So, check that one out. Ron is a great actor, and he's really can pull out some of those wacky Christmas Carol characters. We've also got Bah Humbug at the SFU Woodwards. That's going on until tomorrow night. The Vancouver Downtown East Side version of A Christmas Carol with the great Jim Burns as Mr. Scrooge, who in this version runs a pawn shop and SRO, single room rooming house hotel in the Downtown East Side at Hastings in Maine. Check that one out. Okay, now we're going to play another tune here. And this is our really good friend Chris Elkstrand. And where is it? There it is. It's Let's Put Up the Christmas Tree.
Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Do you hear what I hear? Daddy's crying in the basement. Daddy's had such a bad year. Full of shame. silence of the basement. Now he can't find his tools, and he can't find the tree stand, and he can't find the screws, and who put away the lights this way? It's not how you do it, it's just not how it's done. Why can't we do anything right? Why do we do everything wrong in this house? So let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Do you know what I know? Mom is swearing on her cell phone. She had to call her friend Joan. She can't handle my dad alone. 'Cause she's sick, Mom's so sick of Dad and his tears and emotional fits. She wishes he was strong, 'cause if he was stronger, he could pull up his socks and just deal with it. But he can't. But he can't get right tonight. Oh, okay, I'm doing this. They can put up a tree on their own while I pretend that I'm not home. I'll give myself a silent night by staying out of the tree fight that happens every year. How about some Christmas cheer? How about some good old-fashioned Christmas cheer? Christmas cheer. Really? Okay. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Really? Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Thank you very much. Really? You just put a tag on it? You don't tell me?
Ah, the great Chris Elgstrand. And let's put up a Christmas tree without a fight this year. Time now for the call board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Flea in Her Ear. This is a new version of George Feydeau's farce by David Ives, and it's being produced at the Jericho Arts Center as part of United Players. And directed by Brian Parkinson. It's going to be happening in March. The auditions are this weekend, tomorrow and Monday. And if you're an actor with a passion for comedic technique, stylized acting, and split-second timing, ready to bring your skills to the creation of a comedy classic that is fast, elegant, shamelessly saucy, and completely bonkers, they want to hear from you. There's two roles that they're casting for right now. Etienne, who is 30 to 40, and Romain, who is between 30 and 45. Details on all this are available at unitedplayers.com. And just go through the menu for the auditions page And you can also send your resume and headshot to mpbtbc@gmail.com. The Forbidden Vancouver Walking Tours auditions for Lost Souls of Gastown are coming up. This is the Walking Tours of Gastown that leads you, where you can lead a group of between 6 and 25 people on a 90-minute guided walking tour through the back streets and alleyways of Gastown. And the deadline for submission on that one is Monday, the 22nd of December. You can find more details at forbiddenvancouver.ca. MTC Studios is producing Another Night Way Off Broadway. And that's going to be happening in June, but the auditions are coming up in early January. They are looking to cast the role of Bert, a male between 45 and 55. All the other parts are already cast for this one. You must have a good ability to sing, and because this is a musical about musicals. And also an ability to read music is an asset as well. Submission deadline for this one is Wednesday, the 8th of January. And you can send your headshot, resume, an MP3 of your singing, and all kinds of stuff to dawn@mtcstudio.ca. The Caravan Stage Company Tall Ship Theater is getting ready for their summer tour. Now, this is a professional nonprofit theater that travels and performs with a diverse cast on its own 90-foot sailing theater ship. The cast and crew live, work, and sail on the Caravan's theater ship, the Amara Z. The shows are staged on the ship with original music, singing, aerial artistry, large scenic elements manipulated by the performers, video and animation projections, and intensive lighting and sound effects. They are going to be performing in Richmond, Vancouver, North Vancouver, and then across to Victoria and Sook. They are looking for performers of all ranges and areas. Let me see here. Performers must not have a fear of heights. There's a good one. This is a role for the adventurous thespian. Performing on this theater ship is challenging. The communal lifestyle on the ship is rewarding. And sailing the west coast of BC is inspiring. Ethnicities, they are open to Asian, Black, African descent, ethnically ambiguous, multiracial, indigenous people, Middle Eastern, South Asian, Indian, Southeast Asian, Pacific Islander. Did we miss anything? Anybody's welcome is what we're trying to tell you. Deadline for submissions on this one is January 14th. You can send your CV and headshot plus an MP3 of one song to caravanstage@yahoo.com. Shakespeare Canada is doing the Tempest by William Shakespeare. Those auditions are being held between now and the 30th. They are still taking emailed submissions until the 26th. So send your information to info@shakespearecanada.com. And this is a show that's going to be up from March until June, happening throughout the Lower Mainland, the Fraser Valley, and then also going off to Calgary for a couple of weeks in May. So that's The Tempest, produced by shakespearecanada.com. And let's do one more here. This is Something Extra Productions doing Pageant, a musical comedy beauty contest. And that is going to be happening in West Van at the K Meek Center in April. The auditions are in January 4th or 5th. And they are looking for a male identifying actor 22 to 30 to play female, not just a, but several male identifying actors to play female beauty contestants. And one female identifying actor to play Kelly Ruth, who is the third-rate but ever charming male-identifying host. Okay, there you go. Yes, Frankie Cavalier. That's what I was trying to read. So they're looking for strong singers, movers with comedy chops. Experience with sketch comedy is a plus. It's a classic satire with cross-gender casting. So send your stuff to somethingextraproductions@gmail.com and put pageant remount on the subject line. All right, we are almost out of time. Remember, if you want details of these or any audition notices, you can find them at vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us right here, DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. All right, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to throw one more song at you. Now, for hockey fans, you're probably aware that when the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup in the spring, they were inspired by a hit song from the 80s called Gloria, which was made famous by Laura Branigan. But I first heard Gloria in its original Italian version by Umberto Tozzi, and I was going out with a girl named Gloria at the time, and a friend of mine met me at the Bar Centrale on Commercial Drive, and he thought he'd tease me by going to the Italian jukebox at Bar Centrale and playing this song for me. That's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And remember to like us on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. We're at Dave, at CITR Dave Radio. Twitter, Instagram, at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca, and you can also find us at player.fm. Remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. That keeps us happy, too. Stick around, because Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2 o'clock, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Now, if today is the 20th of December, have a happy solstice and a cool Yule. We're taking next week off, so you'll hear today's show repeated. But if today is the 27th, you've already heard last week's show repeated, which is today. So happy New Year! And we'll be back with a brand new show on the 3rd of January, 2020. Dave Radio will return. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Join us at the Gang Signs Delivery LP release party on Friday, December 20th at the Anza Club. With special guests Melt, Phono Pony, and DJs Billy Danger and Peter Rick. Tickets on sale now at showpass.com.
Carnegie Community Action Project is based out of the downtown east side. We work to help people fight gentrification, increase the welfare rates, as well as to fight for the rights of the people of the downtown east side. Please join our cause.
Please come to the CCAP volunteer meetings every Friday at 11:15, the Carnegie Community Center on the third floor. Thank you very much.
Housing now for the Oppenheimer homeless.
I'll have a blue